Ramble.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Start it up, baby. Give it to us good, Matt.
Oh, boy.
I think Becky's had a little too much caffeine, too.
I'm also Becky, only eating sugar since I got here.
How many margaritas have you had today?
Just one.
Not enough.
Just one. The margarita of life in front of me.
You know what? You've never made me a margarita, and we just have to change that.
I should. Maggie's Margs.
Maggie's Margs.
What's Maggie's Margs?
I'm going to have a little cart.
What's the concoction, Mags? You remember from last night?
Yeah,
you
it was. You were saying it. 3 jiggers of mix, 2 jiggers of alcohol, mezcal or tequila, your choice, and top it off with a little bit of water. Shake, 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 shake.
You're
shake,
missing
shake,
one jigger.
You use a mix?
What's the last jigger?
Also,
remember we got it on a, yeah, it's called a jigger. It's not.
Okay. Oh, lime.
Okay, it's called, that's the name of it.
That is what it's called.
It
is
what it's called. It's a risky name, but it's what it's called.
Lime it is risky. Juice.
Lime juice.
Lime.
Yeah.
Wait, you, what
we also haven't
you
started,
use?
You know.
Just like a spicy mango.
Oh. It was good.
It was good.
Yeah. You could just use lime juice, too. Yeah.
Listen, the girls call all the construction vehicles diggers, and I'm like, I understand, and I'm also uncomfortable.
I understand.
I've been calling them work machines because I don't know the names of all of them. I'm like, it's a work machine.
They might be bobcats.
Oh, I should call them bobcat. They would love that.
Yeah. Bobcats.
Okay.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Matt, you're on.
This is our third start.
Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of You Can Sit With Us. I'm Matt. Sitting next to me is Maggie.
Hi.
Becky.
Hi.
Rachel.
Hello.
Rainey.
Hey, girl.
And Miles. And today is game day. We're not talking about football or any of those games. We're talking about party games. And Becky has a party game for us today.
Because we're partying. We're party animals.
We were supposed to do it last week, and we just did not get to it. And by last week, I mean the hour previous to this. Yeah. But you heard it last week. So
you heard it here first.
Mm-hmm. You heard it here first. Becky came up with a game, and she's so excited. She's been talking to us about it forever.
Nonstop. It has been haunting my dreams.
She's really playing to our weaknesses.
Yes, she is. I'm incredibly bad at this, and I'm ready to fail a lot.
So, Becky, you want to explain what you've devised for us?
The game I've come up with is a little trivia game. So, we're going to play a little game where I'm going to give you what is, in my opinion, or I consulted the movie... the movie minister, Corn Diddy.
Zachary
Corn Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
On some other movies that we also thought were iconic. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to give you the quote from the movie.
I'm doomed to fail here.
And then you're going to tell me.
I am too. I don't know any movie quotes.
You're going to tell me what the movie is.
Oh, there's no way. I don't know the name
and
of the movie.
And then if someone hasn't seen the movie, I would like you to tell me what you think the movie is based on.
Okay.
Or what the movie is about based on the quote that you've heard.
Yeah. So we can use our imagination.
Becky and Zach are usually my movie encyclopedias, so I feel attacked.
I haven't seen a movie in years.
Some of these are, I mean, some of them are easier than others. Some of them I really hope you get quickly. Some of them I put in there because I was like, well, I know Matt should know this one.
Or
I know Maggie should know this one.
This is just a chance. Miles is going to be the only one who knows anything and the rest of us are going to be embarrassed.
No. I even told Zach. I was like, the point of this game is not to make anyone feel stupid.
I feel stupid.
It's more about... what
who's
you
gonna
think.
Win keeping score
yeah we're gonna keep scoring then you're gonna tattoo it on your body no but more about I just want to hear what you think these movies are about if you haven't seen them
okay
But some they're
she wants to know about our crazy minds.
Yeah, yeah, I want to see what you think it is.
You want to pry your little brains.
Fair enough. I'm not gonna. If I get a score of 2, I'll be beyond impressed.
Okay, we're gonna go ahead and start la game.
La game.
La game.
Andale.
So the very
no one's excited. First, everyone looks nervous.
Everyone looks really nervous, guys. They are not that hard. Maybe I'll start with the one that I think is the easiest one.
Here we go.
Okay.
Do we buzz? Do we raise our hands? What do we do?
Buzz. This is a podcast. Okay. You know, people are listening with their ears.
Okay.
I guess buzz and raise your hand. Go buzz.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, but everyone have a different buzz, so then the listeners at home can know who did it.
Okay.
I mean, even though we're going to say it, Miles is like, don't do that.
What's your buzz?
No buzz.
Buzz, yeah. Pick a buzz, Maggie. What's your buzz? Okay, Maggie is a... Matt is screaming. Okay, Matt's like a razor sound.
Yeah.
Or...
Rach?
I looked at Miles. I was like, interesting.
Or...
Hey, baby. Rach?
I just wanted to go bzz.
Okay, you got a quiet.
Okay, then I'll be brrr.
Okay. Brrr. Nice. And then Miles and Rainey, you guys could play as a team.
Bazinga.
But
they're going to win.
No, we'll
someone needs to be on my team.
Yeah. And then I think actually, Rainey, you might not know some of these. So I would like to hear what you think.
Because she wasn't born yet.
Because of the age difference.
She wasn't born yet.
Yeah, because of age.
Okay, now we're ready.
Now you're ready?
How dare you think I was born before Rainey? Fucked up.
Okay, first movie quote. You're a virgin who can't drive.
Bzz.
Okay, Rachel?
Clueless.
It is from
It is Clueless. Yeah.
Has anybody not
That's
seen Clueless?
That's the easiest one.
Anyone not seen Clueless? Hell yeah.
We're safe.
Rainey's safe.
It's been a while. Like, I don't remember much of it.
Do you remember any part of the plot?
Hollywood Forever Cemetery.
Mm. Oh, cute.
It was fun.
Synesthesia.
Yes.
Synesthesia is like that's when you like hear colors and smell numbers. Synesthesia.
Miles, from your limited memory, can you tell us what you think part of the plot, any part of the plot of Clueless was?
Three girls jump in a car without a roof.
Okay.
And they're zooming all around town.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And they what town?
Palm Springs.
No. Love.
And they pick up Paul Rudd.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'm the hottest freaking guy in the school. And they're like, don't kiss me.
And a step sibling.
Yeah. And then they're all going to go to this big party.
Love.
And so they go to the big party and it's like, oh my God, this is so fun. But maybe high school is not all we thought it was cracked up to be. And then the movie ends. And the three girls are going to be friends even when after they go to college.
That's beautiful. Huh. Yeah, that's what Clueless is about.
Whoa.
Yeah, you killed it. No, that's not what it's about. But I loved that use of imagination.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right, next movie quote. So 1 point, Rachel.
Wow. Can't believe it. So honored, so humble.
You're a winner,
so grateful.
Baby.
Yeah, winner, baby.
For now. We've only had one question.
All right, the next quote. I am your singing telegram.
Oh my gosh.
This is the one that I was like, Matt, you know this.
A singing telegram.
I'll give you one more clue on that one. I am your singing telegram. Bang. Not Love Actually.
Elf?
Not Elf.
A Christmas movie.
It is not a Christmas movie.
I can like see it.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Can you describe what you see when you say you can see it?
No.
He can't see it. Spoiler alert.
Let me quickly Google
one more
quote.
I don't think I've seen this movie.
To see if you know it. But Matt, I know you have seen this movie.
Did you see it with him? Did you guys see?
No, I would say it is a camp iconic movie. Well, it's a matter of life after death. Now that he's dead, I have a life.
It's Death Becomes Her.
No, you're so close. You're in the right vein. Yeah. You're in the right vein, though. It is a camp classic. The movie is Clue.
Oh, it's Clue.
It's Clue.
Oh my God, yes.
It's Clue.
It is Clue.
Has anyone here not seen the movie Clue?
I haven't.
Flames? Flames on the side of my face?
That's the one. Flames. I was like, what's the other quote that everyone knows?
Yes.
Yeah. So our two non-seers are Maggie and Rachel.
Correct.
Such a good movie. I love
such a good movie. All right, Maggie, tell us what you think the beginning of Clue is about. And Rachel, tell us how you think Clue ends.
Mm. Clue. Okay. Clue. So I'm imagining a Sherlock Holmes type of man. Mm. And it's Christmas time and he's uncovering a very big town mystery. That's
why,
all I got.
Why did that get sensual for a second?
What?
Mystery man.
A mystery man comes
mystery
home.
Man.
And it ends when Colonel Mustard is in the study and he finds the dead body and they get a clue and it was Johnny Depp with the candlestick. I don't know.
Love. Crushed it.
Something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is what Clue is about.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Great.
Good job,
great.
Guys.
Should have seen it.
All right. This one is from Corn Diddy.
Oh, no. It's going to be obscure as fuck.
Looks like meat is back on the menu, boys.
Oh. Bzz.
Rachel.
Lord of the Rings.
It is Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yeah.
Lord of the Rings. Has anyone here not seen Lord of the Rings?
I've seen all of
them. Or who hasn't seen Lord of the Rings in a really long time?
I mean, I haven't seen it in a long time, but I just started watching, you know, the prequel series or whatever. Is it a prequel?
Rings of Power.
Rings of Power, yeah.
Is that good?
Just got on it last night. Yeah, it's like the production value is like really good, you know? It's kind of interesting.
Just like Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Love. Yeah. What's the premise of Lord of the Rings? You know, who's good? Who's bad?
It's a journey. And there's all different sizes and types of people in it. You know what I mean? Like small, hairy people, tall, skinny, old, you know, crumbly people. Whoa. People that are like on fire, you know? People that live in mountains. Mm-hmm. People that talk to trees. I mean, all types of people.
All types of people. Mm-hmm. And it's a long journey.
Yeah.
Long Max, journey. What do you remember about Lord of the Rings? Sweet. Or what do you think it's about?
I just remember little Gollum's little face because I was like so young.
Sweet?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, wait. Give us your, to say welcome back to another episode of You Can Sit With Us in your best Gollum voice.
Me or her?
Both.
You.
Both. All of the above.
Welcome back to another episode. My precious.
Hey, Rainy, can we actually open with that as foreshadowing for what's to come?
Yeah, thank you. Love. Okay, Rachel, you are winning currently.
That is incredible.
This should really teach you something about self-doubt, Rachel. How you should no longer have self-doubt.
Just double down.
Yeah. Double down.
In what when you think doubt,
there'll always be someone worse than you.
Okay, yeah.
Tell me when the twins were one that I should not have dressed them up as Sam and Frodo.
Rachel is showing us a picture of her babies in bonnets, overalls.
Yes. Yeah, but just think about Sam, Poppy as Sam, and then June. This isn't good because her hair is covered up, but as Frodo.
Yes. She does kind of look like a young Elijah Wood.
She does have the curly.
Oh, imagine Elijah a baby Wood Elijah in our Wood. Neighborhood, and we see him on the reg.
Oh, hey. Whoa.
We say hi.
Elijah,
because he has
what
kids.
Elijah? What up?
Elijah.
Hi.
Cool. Very cool. I wanted to be like, doesn't my child look like Frodo? But that's inappropriate, so I've never said it.
A couple glasses of wine and it'll be okay.
We usually see him in the morning
walks.
At
on your wine walks. Your morning wine walks.
With my children.
Okay, this one is an older film.
Oh.
A boy's best friend is his mother.
Sounds creepy.
Yeah.
Was it creepy?
Sounds like Forrest Gump or something. I don't know. Same
a
vibes.
Boy's best friend is his mother. Oh,
Rachel.
Psycho?
It is Psycho.
Oh,
Anthony Perkins says it to Janet Leigh when she first checks into the hotel.
You know, I'm not even sure I've ever seen Psycho in full, but it felt, maybe I've seen this. I'm not sure.
It is one of the most one of the more famous lines from the flick. Has everyone
this
seen
this? This is
the
one with Norman Bates.
Norman Bates.
Yeah. It's his mother, his dad upstairs and like looking through the window.
Yeah.
Like,
and doesn't he have like a skeleton downstairs or something at some point?
I mean, spoiler alert, it is his mother. Yeah, he has his mother downstairs.
So. Oh. I've never seen Psycho.
What do you think it's about?
Well, I have seen in like pop culture references, if I'm not confusing them.
No, you're
the
fine.
The scene in the shower with the knife, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Love. What do you think the plot of Psychos?
I don't know.
No clue.
I just saw, I'm pretty sure John Williams did the score for it. I can't remember. I know who scored it, but.
I don't think John Williams did the score.
Did he?
Actually, I'll look it up, Mags.
Look it up.
It seems.
I mean, it's obviously about a serial killer, Maggie.
About a serial killer. Yeah. What else you got?
I don't know. I feel like that.
They're checking
it was
the
probably
hotel.
One of the scariest movies of its time.
It's by Bernard Herrmann.
Oh, never mind. Sorry.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So it was like the 1950s.
Okay, you know there's a dead mother.
Yeah.
So what there's a dead mom somewhere. And you know there's a shower scene.
Yes. So where I'm thinking that was the mom.
You think he killed his mom?
Yeah.
Okay, in the shower.
Yeah.
Lit.
And then he was just a sicko.
Just a sicko. And he had a motel.
Psycho. He had a motel. I thought this was in their house.
Oh, okay.
That's all I got, guys. My imagination my imagination is not that good when it comes to horror.
No, to horror. You just did great. You did great. All right, we'll keep going.
Maggie, I feel like you should just start telling us the plot of Trolls at some point.
Yeah, I should just,
World tour. That
every time.
Trolls, there's a lot of universal tour. Themes.
Yeah. Obviously.
Okay. This is my house. I have to defend it.
Is that the tone of the quote?
Is this from Trolls?
This is my house. I have to defend it.
Up?
I do believe this one is scored by John Williams, if that helps narrow it down.
Home Alone.
Huh?
Home Alone.
That's what I was thinking.
Oh, it is Home Alone.
Yes.
Very first Home Alone. Has anyone not seen Home Alone? Looking at you, Rainy Baby. Rainy, up to the mic, girl. So, drop it in. What do you think Home Alone is about?
I mean, it's a cultural reference point. So I've heard little snippets, but I think essentially it's this guy who like wishes that he was home alone. And then he just wakes up and he is. And then
how old is this guy?
He's an itty bitty boy. He's a little boy. And he's just sort of gets up to some mischief, I think. Mm-hmm. And I think he manages to finesse getting his family back.
Yeah. He manages to finesse getting his family back.
Love.
Perfection.
Yeah. That was great. Yeah. Home Alone.
Home Alone.
Love. Yeah. Love. We're also, for the audience who hasn't seen these movies, we're also not telling you what the movies are actually about also. So we're not going to give you an actual synopsis.
Consider
you only
this
get
a watch
our
list.
Synopsis.
Yeah. Consider it a watch list.
Yeah. Rainy, I actually think you'd really enjoy Home Alone.
Is it scary?
No.
No.
Oh. It's a children's movie.
It's a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you'll like it. It's
like
cute. Especially Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
Home Alone 3.
Very, very cute. Home Alone 3, no thank you. They changed casts. We don't appreciate Macaulay Culkin are best.
True.
Next. All right. Next one. Must go faster.
Trolls. I'm just going to guess Trolls.
Rachel with a quiet buzz.
Fast and Furious?
No. Guessing. Must go. Zach said he didn't know this one either, so maybe it's
must
not.
Go faster.
Must go faster.
Speed Racer.
No.
The Jamaican bobsled team.
Maybe it is not Cool Runnings. Cool Runnings. I guess a hint would be that this actor used this same line in the movie Independence Day.
Will Smith. Mm. What else has Will Smith been in?
I know.
And it is not Will Smith.
Oh. Oh, okay. Must go faster.
Must go faster.
Oh,
Rachel's buzz.
Speed.
Not speed. Not Keanu Reeves.
Final Destination.
There's someone listening to this in their car screaming. That's just screaming.
Sorry, guys. Today is a day of frustration.
I don't remember any of these.
Okay, another like famous quote from that movie, paraphrased. You were too busy wondering if you could do it. You never stopped to think if you should do it.
Ooh.
Life finds a way.
Ooh.
Push. Push.
I mean.
Jurassic Park.
Yes! Yes! I was like, what's another quote from Jurassic Park? Is Jeff Goldblum. They're escaping from a T-Rex, and it's the famous scene where you see the T-Rex in the rearview mirror, and he is facing the T-Rex.
Hold on to your butts.
Hold on to your butts.
Hold on to your butts is the one.
We got Dodson here. Yes. Yeah. Has anyone not seen Jurassic Park? Rainy, that one is Rainy, that one is scary. I will tell you, Jurassic Park is kind of scary.
Yeah.
Not in a horror way, per se. More in an adventure.
It's a psycho thriller. Oh, it's an adventure.
It's really
adventure.
It's really, really, really good. What's like what's the message of it? What's the moral?
Message that man is awful and we cannot be stopped. Yeah. And that nature.
Can't control nature.
Nature finds a way, even though all of the dinosaurs on Jurassic Park are apparently women.
How'd you find that out?
And they're real dinosaurs. They're not electronics.
Well, and it also revolutionized some like different styles of filmmaking because they did use real animatronics some of the dinosaurs.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They also did some like new sound things with it that were really cool.
I'll watch it on my way.
Watch it. I will say it is.
Home Alone first.
It's a little scary. Home Alone first.
Okay.
Home Alone first. I don't want her to be scared. I don't want her to come back and be like, Becky told me to watch this movie and I had nightmares.
I think as someone who really doesn't like scary movies and gets very scared, I think you'd be fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not so scary.
It's a cultural, like I should know it.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
I want there to be a college class where it's like only movies that are referenced all the time. Because I think like for example, like I watched The Graduate. I sort of liked it. It was kind of interesting, but I was mostly like, now I'm a part of all these conversations that I wasn't a part of before. And it's just so worthwhile to watch like those movies that you're, regardless of whether you're interested or not. Citizen Kane, another one. Great to have seen it.
Yeah. I watched it only because people talk about it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. It's lucrative. It's a lucrative watch.
Oh, yeah. 100%. I also think there's a difference between
currency.
Yeah. I think there's a difference between the way people talk about movies that other people haven't seen that is negative, where someone's like, oh my God, I can't believe you haven't seen this Quentin Tarantino movie. And it's like, no, you should just tell people there are movies out there. You could watch it. I think you'd like it. It's a good movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I get why you haven't seen it. It came out in like 1990 something. I get it, but I think you'd like it.
Okay. Quentin Tarantino. Well, we won't get into it.
We won't get into it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know him very well, but
personally,
not really in contact, but I've heard some. Yeah.
Next.
Okay, we only have. There's only two more.
Okay.
That's my secret, Captain. I'm always angry.
I know. Right at me.
Oh, the I way Miles is looking like, at us.
No one knows this.
Is it like Star Wars?
Wait, it's Little Women. No.
Captain.
Little Women is what Rainey said. That's my secret, Cap. I'm always angry. Little Women.
Well, there it is.
She had this whole thing about being angry.
It's the Avenger.
And also Laura Dern is in Jurassic Park.
I don't really marvel.
The Avengers.
The Avengers. Hulk says
the first one, too.
Yeah.
I have seen that.
You're just barking up the wrong kind of tree altogether.
Matt, have you ever seen Avengers?
Forever ago, like
what's it about?
Okay, like any superhero movie, world's in trouble, need to get the gang back together, make all the people, blah blah blah, save the world.
What? You know? Can you explain to us who the Hulk is?
Yeah, he's like big and green.
Who's the actor that plays him? In the third iteration, I believe there have been.
Oh my god,
we had Eric Bana. Mm-hmm. We had Edward Norton.
Is it the same one that's in She-Hulk right now?
Yes,
him.
Yes, Mark Ruffalo is what I'm hearing.
That's right.
Mark Ruffalo's the Hulk?
Mark
Yes, Rachel.
Welcome Maggie? To 2010.
What? Seems like weird casting.
You don't think he's hulky?
You don't think he's hulky?
I literally thought you were going to say someone like Vin Diesel. I'm so confused.
Vin Diesel, you would know. Okay, wait, yeah. Now this is a question for Rachel. Rachel, name some of the Avengers. Name some Avengers.
Well, you have Hulk and She-Hulk. I gave you those
Hulk
two.
And She-Hulk. Well, She-Hulk is not
Wait,
Avenger.
Is Wonder Woman one?
No, Wonder Woman is a different franchise.
Okay. Black DC. Panther?
Yep. Black Panther?
Yep. Wolverine?
Yep. Different franchise?
They're the same in my
Superman?
Head.
X-Men. Superman?
Different franchise. He is the...
Okay.
What's their name?
Spider-Man?
Justice League.
Yeah. Okay.
Spider-Man?
Yep. Okay.
Up until recently, yeah, RIP. He's okay. To Sony now.
Oh. No, he's not. He's a back.
Hulk, she.
No,
Hulk,
he's gone.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man's Panther. Gone. That's why No Way Home ended Iron that Man. Way. We can cut this out.
Oh, Iron, yeah. Iron Man.
It got sold again.
Matt gave me Iron Man.
Iron Man. And who plays Iron Man?
Robert Downey Jr.
Yes, Maggie. Yes.
Robert Downey Jr. I got it.
Yes.
Okay. Is there an Iron Woman?
There's not an Iron Woman, but there is a...
Pepper
Pox.
Captain.
Yes, Rainy.
Pepper.
From the Peppa Pig.
Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel. And who plays Captain Marvel?
Brie Larson.
Yes, bitch. Yes, Maggie. Fuck yes.
I got this. Yeah.
Wow, Maggie. Pulling it out.
You are pulling out all the stuff.
Anyone else, Max?
Thor.
Thor.
Loki.
Loki.
Who was in Captain America?
Captain America?
I know that because I was recently at a four-year-old's birthday party and both Thor and Captain America came.
There you go.
Wow.
They were together. They're related.
They're related.
They're
besties. They're in love.
Is there more?
There's a couple more, but you don't need to know who they are.
Who do we miss?
Miss Wanda.
Oh, Wanda.
Wanda Maximoff.
Chris Evans.
Chris Evans is Captain America. He's capped. He's capped. Mm. Cap. Mm. Dr. Strange.
Dr. Strange. Who plays
in the last recent movie?
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Benedict.
Okay. Benedicto.
All-star cast, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Biggest franchise in the world.
Is it
All-star cast? Yeah. It's the most famous people in the world made a movie.
Well, okay.
I heard
that humiliation I talked about at the top of the podcast. It's here, baby.
This is no
it's
shame. Here. This is a no shame zone.
Rachel's just excited that Rachel's going to be invested soon
because Harry Styles is joining the Marvel Universe.
Boo.
Harry Styles.
Oh, wow. Strong reaction
from
the crowd.
Golden Miles.
Wow.
Yes,
strong.
Harry Styles has joined the Eternals.
It's okay if I'm stubborn when it comes
Bad Bunny
to this.
Is as well. Bonito.
Bad Bunny's going to be in Marvel?
Don't fact check me. Or fact check me, please.
Don't
do it and do it at the same time.
Let Maggie believe what she wants to.
Or maybe another superhero franchise? I don't remember.
I don't know, girl. You got this. I'll believe you.
Bunny
Marvel.
Question mark?
Movie. I don't think maybe he's not a main character. Bad Bunny opened up about starring in role in Sony and Marvel's upcoming El Muerto superhero film and sharing his excitement for the character and the doors it will open.
Maggie, okay. You fucking crushed it.
Yeah.
You crushed it.
And you tapped into Bad Bunny and Harry News.
Look at you go.
Yes.
And you knew the Avengers.
Bam.
Who wants to take a stab at what the Avengers is about? I mean, I know you, like, Matt, all you gave
us aren't there like 14 movies?
There's a lot, yeah. It's a pretty big franchise.
Yeah.
Okay. What about just the Hulk? How does the Hulk become Hulk?
He's a mad guy. He's a mad yes. guy. And he yes. just erupts into muscle. With his rage.
Yes.
And he turns green because he had a lot of spinach. And that's how he got his muscles.
Love. Oh, so it's like a Popeye monster crossover.
Yeah. And shirts don't fit him, but his shorts do.
Yeah. Because
and what does that say about a man?
He never skips arm day.
He skips leg day.
Yeah, that's what the Hulk's about. You crushed it.
Yeah.
Crushed it.
It's a commentary on rage.
I mean, do that we is like, actually not
okay,
incorrect.
Okay, an anger.
That's actually not incorrect.
An anger problem is not good. Do we like the Hulk? Is he a good guy or a bad guy in the franchise?
Well, isn't his like struggle about how he like learns to control his anger and all this? Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. The Hulk is something that is inside of him.
Mm-hmm.
And the Hulk comes out because he cannot control his anger.
But the Hulk is the what's his name? What's Hulk's real name, Miles? Mark Ruffalo's character's name?
Bruce Banner.
Bruce Banner. Bruce Banner. Bruce Banner is a scientist. So he has a lot to offer the group in terms of his brain, but he has no physical strength on his own. So he has to learn to work with the Hulk.
Mm.
So like two separate entities in one.
Yeah. Multiple personalities in there.
Yeah.
Ooh.
He's got a lot going on.
Is he in therapy?
Probably. I think so.
Okay.
I bet all of them are in therapy. Which Avenger do you think needs therapy the most?
The Hulk seems probably like a Cap contender.
I know, but Cap was from a different time, and then he woke up in a new time, and everyone he knew and loved was dead.
Is Venom a part of the Marvel universe?
Venom is not. Venom is DC.
Oh.
He's with like Morbius and... Oh, okay.
I mean, I think Venom. Wanda's pretty delusional.
Who's delusional?
Wanda.
Wanda.
She created, like, the whole world and controlled all those people and all that stuff. I
mean, she had a lot of grief.
She needs some things to work through.
She had a lot of grief.
Yeah.
A lot of grief. Well, that is beautiful. Final one, guys. Final one. I live my life at a quarter mile at a time.
Vinny D.
A quarter mile at a time.
It's Vinny D.
Vinny D. Fast and the Furious, baby. It's about Familia. Who's seen FNF? Fast and the Furious.
I have.
Rachel is not. Rachel, Rainey is not. We know Maggie has.
I have.
I've seen.
Is there a second
date? Matt has seen it. Yeah, I was like, Zach has made us all watch them every year for the last decade. Rainey and Rach are double R's, R squared. RR, what do you think Familia means? And what do you think Fast and the Furious is about?
Yeah.
Based on your pop culture knowledge /
FF by RR.
FF.
Well, it's definitely, I definitely did edit a pretty hefty Guilty Pleasures on it. Let's see. So.
Okay. Yeah. What you got?
okay. So let's see. I know it's Vin Diesel, Michelle Rodriguez. Mm-hmm. Vin Diesel is like really into cars, obviously.
Loves cars.
Really into cars.
Loves cars.
He loves a car. And he wants to hook up with Michelle, probably. Rachel?
They've made like eight of these movies. There's got to be something else to it.
Yeah.
I think it's like street racing, but it's
action movie. Action.
Big action.
Action.
So that means I'm wrong already?
No, you're crushing it. You're great.
Street racing cars, and they probably build these cars, and there are probably some very high stakes based into different families or neighborhoods or businesses or something that goes really deep and affects the whole community. And so they rally together time and time again to like save whatever with their car racing.
And somebody dies and comes back to life.
Oh, really?
I do remember that.
Magically or... Is there magic in Fast and the Furious?
I mean, I assume
they
it's
defy gravity
his death
at some point.
fake death.
Yeah, I don't know.
And Luda
why they would make
it.
So many movies. Yeah.
Luda. Yeah.
It's confusing to me.
Cardi B. Good old cameo.
Who is in the very first Fast and the Furious? Who is
Paul
very.
Walker.
There it was.
R.I.P.
There it was. There's our baby boy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is there like a Vin Diesel, Paul Walker, like. Unrequited love story. That's what I feel like it's probably about.
I don't know. But you know, we're not, you know, all the movie descriptions that we're giving are made up versions. So you know what? They were hooking up and they loved it and they got married and they lived happily ever after.
And it's about cars.
And it's about cars.
And they go, they race cars a lot.
They race cars.
I can't imagine why they race cars though. Can someone just tell me why?
Because you gotta be fast.
Gotta be fast.
I mean, I understand that.
They're drag racers.
As a profession.
Yeah.
You have more than they're criminals.
They're criminals.
They steal things.
Okay. And then they race away.
Yeah.
You got to be fast when you're stealing, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
The premise of the first movie is that Paul Walker is like an FBI, CIA.
Undercover.
ACAB.
And they're stealing, VCRs pretty much.
Just VCRs?
Yeah.
They're like stealing big trucks that have things in them.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking of it now as like Ocean's 11, but with cars.
Yeah. It's sort of like that in a way. There's heist moments.
Mm-hmm. And like there's a group and someone's the brains and someone's the science and someone's the racer and someone's the muscle and someone's
the
heart.
They're all the muscle.
They're all the muscle.
Okay.
It's like Ocean's 11 if they were all the best car drivers.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, cool. So they steal things because no one can catch them in a car, so they can just take whatever they want, and they can steal a truck full of stuff.
Yeah, uh-huh. Pretty much.
Yeah.
And do they ever steal a truck full of stuff, and what's in it is a surprise to them? And they thought it was going to be VCRs, and then it's like,
yeah, it gets a little off the, like, it stops being about that almost immediately and starts being about, like, there's a global eco-terrorist that's Charlize Theron with dreadlocks, and she's gonna fucking turn the world upside down and then stop her.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, great game, Becky.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thanks for playing. Actually, Matt, yes, you are a loser. Big
a loser.
L.
Yeah. I was a loser.
We're everybody all... won.
Everyone.
Everybody won. Wins here.
Including our audience.
Including the audience. Yeah. If you were at home, comment below when you were screaming in your car.
Sorry about that.
The name of
guys.
The movie.
Sorry about that.
Sorry.
Dishonor. But dishonor on our
family. I loved all of your
dishonor
descriptions.
Dishonor on our familia.
You know, you got to use your imagination sometimes.
Okay. Comment below if Rainey should watch Home Alone or Jurassic Park first.
Ooh. Okay.
But the Fast and Furious, you got to watch a lot of them.
Just start with 5.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Or Tokyo. I like Tokyo Drift quite a bit.
That's good.
1 through 5. I
thought it was Tokyo very fun. Drift.
Well, fun we actually name. Have an audience question. I know.
Give right? it to us, Matt.
Here it is. It says, hey guys, I'm loving y'all's podcast.
The tension between you and Matt today is out of control.
I've said nothing.
Hey guys, I'm loving y'all's podcasts. Getting to hear about some of your life experiences is both fun and helpful. Wow.
Wow.
I was wondering if you had any advice on how I could be a better older sister. My sister and I have been a pretty big age gap, with her going into 7th grade and me going into my senior year. We got closer during the pandemic and bonded over our disconnection with the rest of our family.
Oh. Teens not vibing with their parents.
Got it.
Yes, she's now the only family member I'm pretty close to. I'm trying to be there for her because when I was her age, I didn't have anyone to talk to about our family issues. And now that I know that she shares my feelings, I want to give her the thing I needed. It's been really hard, though, since we're so different. She's very emotional and social while I'm closed off and quiet. My brother left just a day or two ago, and she cried saying she knew I would be gone soon, too. Her school friends also aren't the best, and I'm scared she'll get herself into trouble without me there to help her. I'm worried me leaving for college will create too big of a distance between us, and she will feel like she doesn't have anyone to lean on. Mm. Any advice?
Okay, who here is an older sibling versus younger?
I feel like the audience could definitely guess who in this room was a younger sibling.
Becky is the only younger sibling. Well, I guess you kind of are too. You're a middle sibling,
I'm
right,
a
Maggie?
Middle, so I have played both younger and
I'm an older sibling.
Yeah, Matt and I are the same. Mm-hmm. I'm the older sibling.
Yeah.
So what advice as older siblings would you give to our sweet, sweet listener? How sweet to even be thinking about that?
I know. I just want to say, like, you're already a good sister if you're worried about her when you go off to college. Mm-hmm.
I know.
That is going to be hard for her to just be, like, the only kid left in the house. Like, mm-hmm. I know. That's going to be really tough.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like she's looking more for emotional support, mm-hmm. right? So she's asking, how can I give this emotional support when I'm going to be away?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know?
I would say, like, checking in. I mean, thankfully FaceTime exists. It didn't exist when I was in college, I don't think. Mm-hmm. And if there's not, like, if there's a time difference or just, like, scheduling constraints, voice messages sometimes help out at just, like, connecting with a loved one without it feeling so impersonal, like an email or an iMessage. But mm-hmm. I think one of the best ways to stay connected to people who you have lived with but aren't living with currently is to continue to talk about little daily things all the time rather than waiting for big catch-up conversations so that they feel more involved in your real life. Like, oh, this class was hard. Mom said this, you know, I couldn't find anything to wear, rather than like a big catch-up call where you're like, how is college? Right. How is school? Mm-hmm. It just makes you feel more like you're still very present.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it is going to be hard on her. I wonder how the older brother is, if they're close with him, if he just left, how they're dealing with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is he doing a good job staying in touch with his sisters?
That's what I was thinking. Like, maybe team up with the brothers to help, you know?
Yeah, check in on her at different intervals of time.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys ever had this come up with your younger siblings where they've been like, I don't know what to do without you? Or pretty independent lifestyles.
Yeah.
I didn't even have a cell phone my first year of college because I am old slash not everyone had cell phones back then. Mm-hmm. Like I drove up to college with MapQuest printed directions and a calling card for payphones.
I remember the good old days.
I'm old.
MapQuest.
Real old. So there was no like keep in touch like this, you
didn't
know?
Didn't you have like pigeons or something that you could send each other?
Owls. Becky, owls.
I mean, another thing they could do is they could pick a show that they watch so they can like,
and then they
you know,
could,
things they could keep in touch to discuss cute. About, right?
That's
like something
really
like that could be
yeah,
a good
I love
idea.
That.
That's a really cute idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you have something to look forward to and there's kind of scheduled regular touch points because, you know, show comes out once a week.
Yeah, when I went to college in a covered wagon, we didn't have shows you could watch, so. Yeah,
worried about dysentery, you know.
Yeah, they let women go to college in your...
No, but I went anyway.
She dressed as a man.
You know, I wrapped my boobs and I cut off my hair. It's fine. Yeah, I think picking a show or reading a book together is really fun. Mm-hmm. And just not losing touch. That's the deal.
Yeah.
Like making an effort.
Yeah. And I would say like as the older sibling, you know, your prefrontal cortex is more developed, blah, blah, blah. So you need to have more effort in it than the younger sibling. You know what I mean? Because they're probably going to be going through things a little bit harder over time and more emotional.
And also you're doing something new and exciting and they're still at home. Yeah. So it's going to be really easy to get wrapped up in that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel the fact that she's thinking about this is important too, because I feel like as an older sibling, you kind of set the tone and you're like, hey, I'm going to check in on you. How's it going?
How's it going?
How's it hanging?
Okay. Well, the fact that you're already thinking about this means you're doing the work. You're very sweet. And just talk to your sister. You guys got this. You have each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How lovely.
Yeah. I feel like it's all about effort.
Yeah.
It's just like even the fact that she's, like you said, thinking about it. You're going to put in an effort if you're worried about it.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, for you guys with your younger siblings, has there ever been a time, because I feel like at the end she was like, she or he, was it, did they say?
I think
older sister.
Older sister. Yeah. She said something about the friends that her younger sister was friends with. Did you ever have to have a talk with your siblings? Like, hey, I think you're hanging out with the wrong crowd, or like, I am nervous about the decisions that you're making? Did you ever have to have one of those chit chats, or like what advice would you give?
I feel like my sister and I were so close and we're only a couple of years apart. So it's like hard to focus on your own stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To have that self-reflection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like me and my sister, my younger sister, me and an older sister role, were pretty close in age and very close, but we also butt heads a lot when we were in middle school. But going into like high school and college, my younger sister is so independent, and like I never really had to worry about her picking like good friends. She was almost like a little bit more particular about who she welcomed in her inner circle. She's had the same best friend since she was like in kindergarten till now. Like that is her girl.
That's so special.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Rach? You ever have to, you know,
my sister wouldn't listen to me if I told her anything. She wouldn't listen to me for 1 second. If I told her, she'd probably be like, I'm going to hang out with them more. She's like, no, not receptive to advice. So I feel like I just,
It's fine.
Made my peace with it.
Yeah, better to like not meddle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're only 3 years apart. So it's not like I had like a lot of perspective.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. What were your age differences from your siblings?
Like 3 years.
3 years.
Everyone's a 3 year.
3 years. I was a year and two weeks. Well, gross, Kim. We know what you did.
Yeah. I was.
Poor Kim.
Kim.
Oh my gosh. Poor Kim.
Okay, and Don. It takes two to make a baby.
Wow.
God. All right. Good luck with your sister.
Yeah, good luck with your sister. Yeah. So the advice is to, like, if we're going to wrap it up in a bow, to stay in contact. You're already doing a great job since mm-hmm. you're thinking about it. Mm-hmm. And Matt's advice was so sweet. Find a show or something that you can have to catch up on.
I do love that.
Yeah. So that it's not all big life catch-ups, but can be small life catch-ups. And maybe a little mustard in there too.
Oh, Bex.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, cool. Do we have more audience
questions? We have another audience question.
Because here. Zach asked me to ask Maggie about the broken AC on the podcast.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no, what'd you do? You broke the AC.
What'd you do, Maggie?
She broke it.
So our AC is not great. We had an AC repair man come and look at it, and he was like, oh man, they did just a budget job on your thing. So it was a heat wave last week into the weekend, and it was like 104, 108 where we were. And so the AC was running basically all day and the coils froze. And so when the coils freeze, it can't like cool efficiently anymore. And so it got up to like 90 at like 11 o'clock at night. It was so hot.
Always at night.
It was 90, yeah. Like it was still like 90 at night. And so like even if we opened a window or anything. So Zach had just gotten back from New York, and he was on New York time, went to bed very early, and I'm just like in the air conditioner vents, like trying to switch the vent to make sure it was getting enough airflow, because sometimes the coils will freeze up if there's not good ventilation. Mm-hmm. Then I'm like setting up little fans on our nightstand, but it's just hot air that's circulating that just makes it so much worse. So I have this.
It is actually worse for you to have hot air.
Yes.
If it's hotter than your body temperature.
Yes.
Yeah. A fan yes. will
make
hurt
it
you
faster.
Hotter.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. I did know that, but I was just trying to, just trying things. Mm-hmm. I had like a bowl of ice in front of the fan with the, oh God, it was so much.
What's that called? Like a swamp cooler or
yeah.
something?
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. pretty good. Pretty yeah. smart.
So Zach's just like passed out in bed, lights fully off. I'm just like on ladders. I have this like little mister that I bought for the pool, when we went to Palm Springs on Amazon one weekend, and I, fill it with ice cubes and I like pump it up, and it's just basically like a hand mister and you go, and it's very nice and you can control like,
so you miss yourselves in the pool?
No, I was missing myself like periodically throughout the night. Oh. So Zach's like fully asleep and I just like turn on the light full blast and he goes, I'm tired. I was like, don't worry, I got you. And I just like missed his whole body and he's like,
in the bed.
In the bed. Sprayed him with ice water while he was sleeping in bed.
He was like almost asleep. Poor thing. I thought he was going to be like so refreshed, but he was not.
Shocked.
No.
Shocked.
He was yeah. like, hey, wake up.
Shocked. That is so funny.
Yeah, it was. So fun.
Mags, the heat melted your brain to think that that would be a good idea.
I really thought I was going in there to like help him out and he was going to be so thankful, but it was like.
And then was your bed wet?
It was like lightly misted. I enjoyed it.
Swampy. It was yeah. swampy.
Swampy.
That's swampy.
Did you get your AC fixed now or no?
Yes. Oh, yes. We did get the AC fixed, but the HVAC, the person said, don't like cool it lower than 73 because you could freeze your coils again. So I think we have to do like construction. But when I called the construction or like the AC company, they were like, we don't go in attics until October. It's too hot. And so we're just making do. We're making okay. do. Yeah.
Okay.
Jeez. Ugh.
Okay.
Yeah. Ugh.
Okay. Keep that on 74, baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're just too cold.
If you live in California, there's going to be a new ballot measure coming up that actually relates to this because in apartments, there is a law that says it can't get to a certain cold, but there is no law in Los Angeles County for how hot a renter's apartment can get.
Which seems crazy that there's a cold one here because like, what the fuck? It's not getting any cooler.
Yeah. So they're trying to pass a ballot measure that says there will be a cap on how hot a person's apartment can get on the inside.
As it should. Because so many people just have zero AC in their apartments.
Nothing. Yeah. Or it's locked. When I lived in Chicago, our very first apartment, I told Keith, oh, it only has a heater. It doesn't have an air conditioner. And Keith was like, that makes no sense. It's going to come through kind of the same place. And I was like, no, it's not here. It was there. It was locked. Keith had to break in. And he was like, they were just trying to keep you from turning the air conditioning on because it's expensive for them. And our heat and air was included.
That's mean.
Yeah.
Brutal. I mean, inhumane.
Yeah. So if you're in LA County or wherever your county is and elsewhere in the United States, if it gets very, very hot, keep an eye out. Yeah. Vote for that change to happen because it should not get to the 90s in someone's house.
Yeah.
Mm. It's really not gross.
Mm. Yeah. And sometimes our like smart thermostat, it's be like, it's rush hour and it'll set it to like 86. And I'm like, I'm dying.
It's so hot.
I'm dying.
Oh yeah. We did get the text when it was like 110 out that they were like, turn your air conditioning off. Otherwise the grid's gonna explode where we were. And I was like, it's 110 outside.
We feel like we need to work on this.
Yeah.
We need to, yeah.
Precondition your house.
Yeah. I wonder who does that, you know, in the government. Maybe we should, I'll learn more. I'll learn more and report back. Who takes care of the power grid? I mean, we're not in Texas, so it's not a separate entity. It's something related to our government.
Yeah.
That's what they should teach you instead of math in school.
I think they should also teach math,
though.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm pro math.
Whatever.
Becky wants no one to be good at math.
Blah, blah, blah.
Rebecca, some of your favorite things in the world include a lot of fucking math, like vaccines.
Yeah, but a very small portion of people make that.
You need a lot of math for
movies.
Yeah,
but only a small portion of the people that make movies.
No. Everyone in this room needs math for movies. Everyone.
You need math to develop critical thinking skills. That's what my therapist told me. It's supposed to help you build confidence.
You talk about math in therapy?
Yeah. Why not?
She calls it maths.
I call it maths. I call it the addies and the subtracties.
The multiple cuties.
The multiple cuties. The ratioes. I do often ask Google, hey Google, what is a fourth of a cup if you only have a sixth of a cup? Like doing those conversions are my
fractions.
Yeah, my math where
fractions,
it would be better.
Fractions.
Yeah. And every once in a while, Keith will come out with the cups and be like, okay, if you have this much, this cup, and you need a fourth of this cup, how much should you fill it to?
Yeah. And can you answer?
Sometimes.
You just eyeball
like,
it.
I would just use the cup.
Sometimes I'm like, you're going to starve.
Visual learner.
No question. Just no more questions.
When cooking, follow your heart.
Follow your heart. Or don't cook.
Well, this was so exciting. Thank you for teaching us so much, Becky, about what we don't know about movies and the importance of math.
You're welcome. Vote for me.
Oh, no.
Vote for
the upcoming election.
Everyone gets air conditioning. Free housing, free healthcare, and y'all get an EpiPen for free.
For free.
For free.
There we go. Thank you for joining us today on this episode of You Can Sit With Us, which reminds us, register to vote. It's important that your voice is heard.
Absolutely.
All the other good things we normally say, pee after sex, get vaccinated, wash your hands, tip your servers, and be nice to people.
Be Love really it. Fucking nice.
Be nice.
Yes. Yeah.
Until next time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.